We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. Jake Eisenberg with you, getting you set for a 6:35 first pitch between the Richmond Flying Squirrels and the Portland Sea Dogs. We're now joined in the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up by a guy who tossed two perfect innings last night with three strikeouts. It's the right-hander Caleb Simpson, and we've seen the pitches for you working really well this year. I thought it was the slider last night. Turns out it's actually the cutter that's been working really well. What's the difference between those two pitches that you throw?
Yeah, I just got the cutter not too long ago. Dish, our pitching coach, tried to give me something that moved a little bit, in the zone, but wasn't something that the hitters could just check off. So I needed something that looked like a fastball the whole way, and then would move, you know, late in the zone. So he showed me it, and you know, the four seam fastball's always been my better pitch, but you know, like I said, he needed something, or I needed something that moved in the zone, so now I got the cutter. It probably breaks 3 to 5 inches maybe, enough to miss barrels and enough to get hitters off my fastballs. Because, again, man, if you can hit in double A, you can hit in the big leagues. So just giving another pitch that the hitters got to worry about now. And as long as it looks like my fastball at the last second, I get that 3 to 5 inches of break. You know, it's made a big difference in the past few outings. The slider's there, though, as well. But, again, it's more of a contact pitch to lefties and maybe something that I can get righties to swing over, and then the sweeping breaking ball on top of that. But hitters can check off on that slider easy if they recognize it early. So now the slider's more of a maybe throw it once in and at bat instead of it used to be. I was relying a lot on the slider to get outs or to get rollovers or get swing and misses. But now I have a cutter. Again, that moves late in the zone, and it's been working out for me pretty good.
So with that arsenal, you've got the pretty heavy fastball. You've got the cut fastball, which is kind of low 90s, and the slider, which is a little bit lower than that, kind of high 80s. Does that slider now have a bit of a different purpose where it used to be kind of getting guys to chase, swing and miss? Now you have the cutter to really use that for?
Yeah, so the cutter, I mean, it's helped a lot with getting swing and misses in the zone. Because every hitter is different. Some guys are chase hitters. Some guys are, you know, they have a lot of discipline. They don't chase. So sometimes whenever the slider's not there, and I bury it at the back of the zone, back of home plate, you know, sometimes I don't get that chase that I really need, and the hitters can check off on it. So sometimes some hitters can see that early, and now with the cutter, it's allowing the pitch to travel, and by the time those guys swing, the pitch is already doing what it's supposed to. So it's definitely helped a lot with the pitch in the zone, and it's becoming more of a strike pitch instead of an out pitch. And strikeouts on top of that, that's just icing on the cake.
How do you develop a pitch? How do you know when you finally trust it and then when to actually put it into action?
Yeah, I mean, trusting the pitches is definitely the hardest thing. I mean, you can do it in a bullpen all day, but as soon as you get out there and you're being competitive, you want to do nothing but throw your best stuff, and you don't want to rely on a pitch that you just started working on. You know, but with the cutter, it's not a very difficult. I mean, it can be difficult to throw, but for me, it just came easier just to be able to make it do, you know, what I want it to do. So just throwing it a lot in practice, getting off the mound with it, throwing it, and understanding what the pitch is supposed to do. So there's a lot of guys who try to develop pitches, but they don't really understand what the pitch is supposed to do, or they try to make it do a certain thing, like with a changeup. A lot of guys will miss changeup arm side, trying to make it fade off, trying to make it fall off the table. But with a cutter, I mean, it's easier pitch to trust than something that breaks or moves, you know, a lot more. So, you know, and being in the minor leagues is all about adjustments, and in baseball in general, it's all about adjustments. If you can't make the adjustment, you're going to fall behind. You know, it's no different than a hitter being in a 2-0 versus an 0-2 count. You got to make an adjustment. So same thing goes with pitching, man. You got to make an adjustment. You got to do something to keep getting better and to keep moving forward. So for me, developing the cutter, like I said, man, something that moves late, but the hitters see a fastball. So for me, developing that and like I said with Dish, our pitching coach, man, he showed me that, and it's a big-time pitch for me right now.
Chatting here on the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve with Flying Squirrels reliever Caleb Simpson. First pitch tonight between the Flying Squirrels and the Portland Sea Dogs coming your way at 6:35 tonight. Caleb, you were talking about a couple of keywords, talking about understanding what your pitchers are doing, talking about honing in on adjustments at the AA level. That's kind of something that you've had to do your entire career, kind of starting in college as a catcher and then becoming a pitcher. How much of your background as a catcher helps you in understanding what you're doing on the mound and adjusting what you're doing on the mound?
Yeah, it's helped me a lot. Being a catcher, I always paid attention to what the pitchers are doing or how they're feeling or reading body language. So I always had an idea, I guess, of what it's like to be a pitcher. You know, I never thought I would be a pitcher, but I always had an idea of what it's like. I know how stressful it is. And then, you know, fortunately I got drafted, and the Giants, they wanted me to be a pitcher. So at that point in my life, you know, nothing was more important. I mean, even now, nothing's more important than getting to the big leagues. But making the adjustment from catching to pitching, it was difficult. You know, there's a lot of bumps that came along the way. But, you know, again, it's all about making the adjustment, making smart decisions and believing that you're going to come back, or believing in that, you know, you're capable of doing the job. So.
The road's been anything but smooth for you early on in your career. When you were making that transition from behind the plate to, I guess, on the mound in front of it, you dealt with a number of arm injuries, some labor issues, you had Tommy John surgery. With the setbacks, every time they happen, how do you keep coming back?
Yeah, it's been difficult. I think I heard on the radio the other night, I think it was last night, you know, I was drafted in 2013, and so this is my seventh year. And I made my 111th appearance over 7 years. That's not very many. So battling through everything that I went through with all the surgeries and everything, man, I don't really know. I don't even know how to explain it, you know, what you have to go through to keep coming back. It's something that you don't even really think about it, you know, because when your back's against the wall the way it's been for me, the only way to go is forward, you know. So I've dealt with a lot of stuff, and the easy way would have been just throwing the towel and call it a career, man. But, you know, I've devoted 24 years of my life to this, and to allow an injury stop me from trying to get back, you know, I don't think I could live with that. And, you know, just working hard and wanting to come back, it just always happened. I was always lucky. I was given the ability to make the comeback, and, you know, my body came back. It adjusted to the surgeries. It adjusted to, you know, the new movement, the way I move, because my arm pattern now is completely different than what it was when I got drafted, and that just came with the surgeries. That came with making the adjustment. It came with a number of things, but you know, like I said, when your back's against the wall, when you're doing all these rehab assignments, is only ways to go forward. So doing that, I mean, it helped a lot.
Finishing up here with Caleb Simpson on the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. Going forward, today's July 31st. That means tomorrow is the final full month of the season. What's on that list of goals for you?
Finishing healthy. You know, even last year I tore my lat, so making the comeback this year, again, that's been huge for me. So finishing the season healthy, you know, hopefully have a good month of August. And then I'll be a free agent at the end of the year. So, you know, I'll get with my wife and we'll go over some things and figure out what's best for me and best for her and make the best decision for the both of us. You know, she's behind me all the way. She's been there since day one, man. She's helped me through all the surgeries and she's always been there for me, man. So, you know, hopefully have this good month of August, head into the off season, and hopefully, you know, things work out, and I'll be back next year.
All right, Caleb, thanks very much. Been fun to watch you, and best of luck in the month of August and beyond.
All right, man, thank you.
We'll be right back in the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. The starting lineups are next, and then first pitch between Richmond and Portland at 6:35 on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.